AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kyle Rittenhouse took the stand in his own murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was sobbing at times.
That's right, run.
Anyway.
Rittenhouse defended his decisions during a night of violent protest last year.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
By killing them.
Two of them passed away, but I stopped the threat from attacking me.
Rittenhouse's lawyers asked for a mistrial, saying some of the questions by prosecutors were out of bounds. Judge Bruce Schroeder scolded prosecutor Thomas Binger.
You know very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled without asking outside the presence of the jury to do so.
The judge did not immediately rule on the request. Two people were shot and killed in Kenosha. President Biden is at the Port of Baltimore showcasing the infrastructure bill that passed in Congress. He says consumer prices are too high.
Everything from a gallon of gas to a loaf of bread costs more, and it's worrisome, even though wages are going up. We still face challenges, and we have to tackle them. We have to tackle them head on.
The president hopes this new spending can strengthen global supply chains to help lower prices. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says about 900,000 kids 5 to 11 will have received their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine in a week.
And through pharmacies alone, 700,000 additional appointments are already on the calendar at local pharmacies.
A coalition of 10 states is suing the federal government to try to block a coronavirus vaccine requirement for health care. The attorneys general in all of those states are Republican, except for Iowa. SpaceX is counting down toward a nighttime launch in Florida of four astronauts for NASA. The Dow finished down 240 points. This is AP News. The monthly budget deficit fell in October. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
A much improved economy enabled the government to collect more taxes from individuals and corporations last month. The Treasury Department reports the federal deficit came in at $165 billion. That's 42% lower than October of last year, when it rang up a record $284.1 billion. In 2020, revenues declined while spending to deal with the impact of the coronavirus soared. For the 2021 budget year, which ended September 30th, the deficit totaled $2.77 trillion. That was the second highest on record behind the year before, 2020. Ben Thomas, Washington.
No toxic chemicals at levels hazardous to human health have been found at a junkyard fire in Philadelphia that spread huge amounts of smoke over parts of the city. But they warn people in Philadelphia to limit their time outside. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.